Sink. All right. I'm more of a faucet kind of guy, but
yeah.
You know.
Throw
the
kitchen sink at
more of a Backstreet Boy, if you will, you know.
And Chuck, I really appreciate you asking about how my fiance is doing. It was funny. I was actually looking at our YouTube followers and it's you by like follower count for our followers, and it's you, and then it drops down to like someone who has like 300 subs.
No, that's okay. If I'm gonna be honest, I do not watch every video. I am sorry.
No, I Chuck, please, I do not expect you to. If you ever want, if we felt like we had a real absolute banger of an episode, I'm also if it's helpful, I can also message you, be like, this is one to listen to if you'd like.
If you think so, yeah, because yeah. You know, whenever stuff one, comes around in the in my feed, I usually pick it up. But
oh heck yeah,
our last guest wants to fight you in a cage match, I think.
Oh dang! Wait,
so,
really?
I don't know if you've ever heard of Bumbles McFumbles.
Bumbles McFumbles. No,
he's a YouTuber.
No, he's just jealous that you got to talk about Bao and he didn't.
Yeah, he genuinely was like, "Are you fucking kidding me? That's the only thing I ever would have wanted to talk about on this show." and then he was like, "Can I come on Patreon? I want to talk about Diesel." And I was like, "Well, like legit." He was super awesome dude, but he was legit like, "Are you fucking serious? That I just got topic stolen by the Shuckmeister twice?"
He does love your content though. He's a fan. He's like,
"Oh yeah, he's a huge fan of yours." He's a great guy.
That's good.
Yeah. And Chuck, I actually have to say, I was honestly surprised that you've never really done an extensive piece of content on Diesel before.
You know, I mentioned it kind of briefly in the Iceberg video. I did like a little minute or two segment on it, or less than that. But I've known of Diesel for a while. Just a general concept until you guys reached out. And then I was like, oh, yeah, I'll actually read it now. And I was also shocked. I was like, it is only one chapter. That is tiny.
Man. I'm not too worried about us going over time on the 25 pages of material.
No. Okay, so before we start recording, I would like to tell you both about the issues that we have had getting to the fucking beach. Okay, so me and Steph, my girlfriend, we tried going on Friday. We got to Wildwood, New Jersey, and that day there was a fire at the power plant, and it shut off power to the entire island. Nothing had power. The fucking there were no lights or air conditioning in the hotel.
Did they say how the fire started?
I don't think so. At least I didn't
see. Was Jersey completely like Persona 4'd for like when those Canadian wildfires were going on?
God.
New York City was rough.
My area got hit really hard. I was like knocked out. I couldn't get out of bed. It destroyed me. Like it made me very sick. So thanks, Canada. Thanks.
Yeah.
You literally can blame Canada.
Yeah.
So that's usually me every summer, because I live in the Rocky Mountains now, and it's like the wildfires from California will just come in and blot out the sun like periodically.
I've seen those. Like it was the first time. I know it happens on the West Coast, but New York City, literally the sky was yellow.
Jesus. I know, it looked like Persona. Yeah. I was like, what? This is crazy.
I'm surprised you're going with Persona, because wasn't it a yellow sky in part 4 of JoJo?
Dude, you could see like 10 feet ahead of you in part 4 of JoJo. It was, the trees didn't turn purple because of all the crap. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Persona is just a JoJo's reference, so like it all works out.
Persona's a JoJo reference, I see.
It is? I assume they literally have kind of stands.
Yeah,
well, they kind of do.
Battles,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. There's probably also
a little bit.
There's also probably an actual JoJo reference somewhere in Persona. Like I don't know.
Oh, I guarantee
where,
it. Yeah.
There definitely is somewhere.
Yeah. I would not be surprised. I'm gonna look this up. Persona JoJo reference. Let's see.
Gotta be.
Is it? First post, is that a monkey fighting JoJo's reference? Oh, someone in Persona 5, what is the name of the phenomenon where the second hand looks like it stopped moving? And the answers are a time paradox, a stopwatch, the world in chronostasis.
Right, yes, yes. Oh my god.
100%. Yeah. That's, no doubt. That's a JoJo reference.
That's a JoJo reference.
Chuck, yeah. Has there ever been a time where you watched something and just you like were not expecting it, and then you saw a JoJo reference and you're like, hold on a fucking second.
Oh, dude, what was it? Okay, wait. Give me a chance to think, because it was something older that I was watching kind of recently. It's like something from the 2000s. Oh my god, I'm blanking on man. It right now.
Vintage JoJo.
Vintage JoJo. I know, right?
Yeah, damn. They were on it before anybody else.
It was probably, it was probably some dumb, like, I don't know, some Gundam stuff or whatever. And
that makes more sense.
Like, yeah, someone just made, like, a pose, and I was like, oh, JoJo? Is that Caesar? No, dude, but I can picture the show. I can't remember the name. But yeah, it comes up a lot. I mean, I don't know. I have a lot of Japanese people at work, mm-hmm. and they all know it. They all know it. It's like, for them, it's like, I don't know, The Simpsons or something.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're definitely going to see a lot more JoJo references in Japanese media. I mean, like, you said 2000s, I was like, oh, vintage, but no, for Japanese media, that is not vintage.
Oh, right, like, yeah, because what part would they have been on? They would have been on, like, Stone Ocean or Steel Ball Run at that point. I'm just like, wow. Yeah.
JoJo's like, because
part 8 was 10 years old.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One I loved was I was watching My Hero Academia for a podcast, and one of the characters does Dio's pose. And I had to go check the chapter in the manga, and it's from the manga where he did it.
Hell yeah.
Is it really the same chapter they line up?
Yeah, it's the chapter. So like the chapter they adapted.
Yeah.
Of the anime, literally, he does the pose in the manga. Because I was like, guys, I think he's doing Dio's like repose, and they're like, oh yeah, that was in the manga too. I was like, oh okay.
Oh okay, yeah. Yeah, it's in like a lot. You'll see like, not that I'm a big fan of like slice of life stuff anymore, typically, mm-hmm. but like you'll see it pop up here and there, like characters' reaction shots and stuff like that. So it's pretty. Pretty good.
Yeah, you'll hear some yada yada disease, you know.
No, I hear those at work all the time, and I'm just like, oh no, JoJo, I can't escape.
Oh no.
Oh, and actually, speaking of Japan, I just booked my honeymoon to Japan.
Fuck yeah, dude.
So,
dude, where are you going?
So I'm doing 3 weeks, and I'm spending 2 weeks in Australia and New Zealand, and then we're going to spend a week in Japan. I'm still playing with the itinerary, but I think our plan is we're going to go straight from the airport to Kyoto, do a day trip to Osaka, so spend like 3 nights in Kyoto, do Hokkaido for the onsen, and then spend like 4 days in Tokyo.
Damn.
Ooh.
That's awesome, dude.
So wait, what's the... Hokkaido's got to be like, are you got to take a plane, right? You're not going to take
Not Hokkaido. What's the name of the onsen village?
Yeah, Hokkaido's
Hakone,
like
right?
Hakone. Okay.
Hokkaido's all the way really north. Far.
It took me a minute. My brain was like turning the gears. I'm like, how are you going to do that in that many days? But
I forgot how close Osaka is to Kyoto though.
Oh, it's like a 15-minute ride on the Shinkansen. It's crazy.
When were you last in Japan?
I was just going to ask, how many times have you been to Japan?
Only once. I was there for a few months at the end of last year. So I was there on a project for work because basically they had hardware that they were bringing from the, they were validating in Japan and bringing to the US. So as they were like constructing it and everything in the US, I was sent over there to like run some operation like guideline baseline tests that we needed.
I'm just thinking when you said validating, like you just go up and like you give it like a kiss on the forehead and say you're beautiful.
I give
and
it
then
a
you
pat,
sign it
pat.
Off.
Yeah.
And that was totally worth your company spending 10 grand
on it. All right, it's good to go.
Yeah. Well, that's not anymore because you just broke champagne on a computer.
I haven't been to Japan, but I have been to Italy, which is itself a JoJo reference.
That's true.
Dude, I want to go America, to Italy like, so bad.
Italy's fucking Italy is... amazing. It is gorgeous there. It's incredible.
Which part of Italy was your favorite?
Oh, man. So there was like this little town called Soriana nel Cimino, where it was built on... A lot of towns in Italy are built into castles on mountains. So they all have to handle the fact that it's very hilly. This one did it by making the, it was basically an entire town made out of stairs. It was like being in an Escher painting. It was like the coolest fucking place.
That's awesome. Jeez.
It was so awesome. Yeah. Naples is also great. I had amazing fucking pizza there.
Because Naples is where my grandpa's from, so like
I was gonna say shit. I thought you had Italian ancestry.
Yeah I make that Italians gotta tell you you're Italians, you know. As I'm talking right now, I'm already talking with my hands, even though you guys can't see it. But
I remember I was standing in line for like the pizza place in like Naples, which by the way, there are laws that you have to follow if you want to call your pizza authentic Neapolitan pizza. Yeah.
Neapolitan,
like they really care about their pizza there. It's great. You go in there, there are two kinds you can get, with cheese or without cheese, and it's fucking great. But no, I was just standing in line, and the line was like massive, and I was just standing there, and I noticed off to my right there was somebody with a Temple University hat, which is where I went to school, and I realized, oh my god, I got in line next to other people from Philadelphia. What's up?
Oh, that's pretty hilarious. I had some people from high school end up at Temple, so that's kind of cool.
Hell yeah,
That is pretty dope. I'm also from Philadelphia, so Temple was definitely a school close to my heart as well.
But you went to RIT instead.
And people keep popping out of the woodwork where like multiple people on the Discord are like, I also went to RIT. We had a guest that went to RIT, and I did not know that until they recorded with us.
Wow. Oh, yeah, I remember that. That's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was Andy's Islands.
That sounds right.
I didn't know anyone in common, but that was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but are people feeling good? Shuck, I feel like we could definitely talk forever, but probably want to
relax. Yeah, yeah.
I know you want to relax after work, so shall we shift into recording mode?
We shall. I didn't add anything to the bullet points, but I think we can just sort of go off of it, because I did over the weekend, I reread it again, and I realized how kind of funny and stupid it was.
Yeah.
I don't, let me see, just make sure you go through a checklist. Just everyone please make sure their phone is silenced and noise suppression is off. Chuck, that's the button that's to the left of the disconnect button.
Okay.
On Discord, yeah.
Yep. And then, Chuck, so we're not really going to worry about who starts with each section. Like a main recording, it's going to be looser, especially this. Mm-hmm. For the plot summary, we're going to round robin that. So if you see that third paragraph that starts with May gets in the in the plot section, we'll just have you read that. And then, did you happen to have a chance to write a 6-word summary?
No, I didn't. Oh, shoot.
Totally fine if you want to think about it while we're recording.
Wait, yeah, I'll think about it while we're recording.
Yeah, don't stress it.
Yeah.
Also, I'm going to try and time box this recording to 40 minutes. Just Shuck, I know you're a busy guy, so I don't want to take out all your time.
No,
I don't know
no,
if we'll need
no
it all
issue.
Given the content, but I'll give you guys a heads up if we feel like we're getting close to the end of the time.
Oh, my girlfriend just walked in, by the way, so. Hello. Hey, Steph. It's like, are you recording? Yes.
All right. Shall we get started?
Yeah,
we shall.
So we'll do 3-2-1 sync, and then go 3-2-1 sync again.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Okay. Yep.
3-2-1 sync. 3-2-1 sync. Awesome. All right, let's do this. Jordan, it's on you, man.
Oh, you got everything.
Okay.
Great.
Sorry, I was just talking to Steph. okay, she's gonna be quiet. Hey. Hello, our wonderful patrons. Thank you all for your support.